All right. Waiting on everybody to get in. It looked like everybody. Okay. Welcome back to Conversation Nation. We took a 37-week break because we got jobs and shit.
Facts.
And then we came back with two more people. We got Swag and Crystal. Y'all say hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
So they know what y'all voices sound like. Because I don't need nobody confusing me for Swag. Swag say something crazy, and everybody like, why did you say that?
Look, I'm not that out of pocket.
All right. So we've been gone for a minute. Nikki is here, too. Nikki, to act like she don't want to say nothing.
Oh, what's good, guys? You know.
Because she a bitch. She ain't got to say nothing. She been on podcast. I've been on podcasts. Y'all need to Google me.
Y'all know me. Don't play that. You know my voice. It doesn't change.
All right. So right into it. First topic of discussion. Y'all already know we go straight into this shit. Colorism in the Black community. Light skinned people versus dark skinned people. That's pretty much how it is. And then brown skinned people get caught in the middle. Because they kind of like both, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't know because I'm light skinned. So I don't know how that feels.
You ass. You a whole ass.
I know how that feels. I know how it feels. Let me go ahead and start off since you so eloquently gave me some ammunition. Because I know how it feels to be light skinned and try to date. And people love talking, people love acting like light skinned guys. I just. First of all, they say we in our feelings, but then they turn around and go, well, y'all feel like y'all God's gift to women.
Huh.
I feel like that's complete bullshit. And I don't know. Black people just don't. I'm talking about dark skin. Black people do not get as much love as lighter black people. Like, you can all you want. It's a whole fact. Like, I grew
up. No goddamn truth.
It is the truth because me growing up with a very mixed family, like, my sister is extremely light. She's extremely light and she got more love. Even like, just I could just go based by my family, not even love life or anything, because even that is facts. But like, she would get trips to Florida. She got a whole vacation to Disney World. My great grandma, not my actual grandma, but my great grandmother took her out to Florida and to Disney World and everything. And my great grandma just didn't like me because I was just way too dark. I was too dark. It is how it is. And
maybe you was just an asshole. Did you think about that?
I don't know. I don't know what child isn't an asshole at seven, but
every child is an asshole at seven. What are you talking about?
I was an asshole at seven.
I was pretty good too. Like, but you can't say to one sibling is better. Like, I literally had my own mother. Like, look at my sister and be like, don't I have the most beautiful daughter? And her other children are there. And like, other children are there. And just be like, you have other children. Can't you just say all your kids are beautiful? No, my light skin one. It, like, that's how it is. You could say that's how it is, but you're a little on the light show. So,
all my life. Aside from being asked, are you mixed? The other question I get all the time, the other phrase I get all the time is, light skin ain't in style no more. My whole life, light skin ain't been in style no more. My whole life, every time I go to date a woman, it's, oh, well, I don't date light skin guys since I think y'all guys give to women. Like, right off the bat, before I even open my mouth, before they even know what my voice sound like. I get told that by somebody that I'm trying, who number I'm trying to get. Like, then, like, every 5 minutes, every time I look on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter, I see somebody posting a photo of some man or some woman that's dark skinned, and they're like, oh, you know, look at all this chocolate right here. Like, oh my God. And I ain't got no problem with it. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But you don't see nobody posting no light skinned people like that.
One thing I want to add on to that, I don't mean to cut you off. It's like, I kind of agree with Nikki in a sense, and I also agree with you. Because, like, I kind of get either, I feel like I'm just brown, but I also get told I'm light skinned.
And so, in the middle.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm either tossed between light skin or brown. And it's like, I've also witnessed, like, some of my best friends who are, like, dark skinned black men and women. And it's just like, they do catch a harder time than like lighter black people, and it's weird, but it's a true thing. And it's just like, for me, especially like when, like you said, going into dating, like unconsciously, like I just talk to people, you know what I mean? It don't, the shade of your tone, I mean, the shade of your skin don't matter. And but I've noticed it's always subconsciously light skinned women, but I'm just as equally attracted to dark skinned women. But when people see like the people that I dated, it was like, oh, all you date is light skinned. It was like, nah. Like, me personally, I just never came across a lot of dark skinned women. If I had been, it would have been the same way, and it would have been like, oh, you don't like light skinned women. So right. Just like, sometimes it feel like you damn if you do, you damn if you don't.
Right. I feel like people that's in that struggle feel like that struggle is the only one. Dark-skinned people always get told, they always say, oh, I've always been told, like, you look good for a dark-skinned girl. I think it's being dark-skinned is different for men and women, and being light-skinned is different for men and women. Light-skinned women can do whatever they want. Light-skinned women can do whatever the fuck they want. Light-skinned women can kill somebody right in front of the police and will probably get away with it. But they're probably getting away with it because they light skin, because they look like Dwayne Wayne girlfriend and shit. But a dark skinned woman would not. But with light skinned guys get this because of other light skinned guys that have like an ass. Every other light skinned guy got to pay for it. But with dark skinned guys, they can do whatever the fuck they want with women. Dark skinned guy beat the fuck out of women and talk to them any kind of way half the time and shit. And it don't matter because they dark skin, because women want that dark skin guy.
I feel like that's a lie though. Like, it's not initially the fact that he's a dark skin guy, he can do whatever the fuck you want. It's just that that's who she's happened to date. Like, I had guys tell me, oh, you're too dark for me. Like, I can't because you're too dark.
I don't have women tell me that I'm too light for them.
And I never really understood something like that. Like, was someone's too dark, too light? Especially, like, coming from a black person telling another black person you're too light or too dark. Now, I can understand if that's a preference, like, you just prefer to go for light-skinned black people, or like a dark-skinned black person. That's different. But if you're just saying, like, nah, you too dark, I can't date you, or you too light, I can't date you, just for that, and this person could be very immaculate, I think that's kind of messed up.
It's all in the preference, but then at the same time, it's got something to do with that thing about women, specifically black women, where they let their preference rule them. And I'm hoping that somebody who is listening to this is friends with me on Facebook and you want to comment on this, please do, because I'm not wrong. Y'all let y'all preference rule y'all. Mainly the black women I know. Y'all let y'all preference rule y'all. Like if a dude don't have, if a dude trying to talk to you and he don't have what you want him to have, you might want 200 things. If you don't have one thing out of them 200 things, you're like, nope, I don't want him. His hair ain't long enough. I need his hair to be this long, and his hair ain't long enough.
Like, we get shot down. Oh God, that's funny. I just find it that's funny.
Like I've had women tell me like everything. I've had like two different women at two different times tell me that I had everything that they were looking for in a man, except for the fact that I wasn't dark skinned and I didn't have dreads. We're gonna leave the dreads out. But the fact that I'm dark skinned, I can't do shit about it. Ain't nothing I can do to be dark skinned except stand in the sun all day. And it's only I can only get so dark with that. Cause my skin tone does change. That's like the one advantage that light skinned people have. We can go in the sun and change our skin tone and shit. So we run. Yeah, if we run it from the police, you just stand outside for like just stand outside at like 12 noon for like 20 minutes and you a whole nother skin tone. Like
one thing.
Oh, that can't be him. His skin, he a light skinned guy. That guy's a brown.
One thing I will say, like adding on to like with the black women, like when it comes to preference, like I've talked to some dark, and this is mainly with darker skinned women I've had this with. Like, I've talked to them, everything was cool, everything was good between us two, and, like, I've been told this before, like, you're not black enough. Now, just like, huh? It's like, it either came down to I didn't do certain things, or it's like, I didn't, like you said, I wasn't either dark enough, or it was just like, a combination of some other stuff, and I'm just like, so you want to turn down a person because I'm not stereotypical, or I'm like, I'm not dark enough, you know what I mean? I feel like it goes back to that thing, it's like, house niggas and field niggas. It's like...
Those people are just idiots. Because I've heard people say that about Barack Obama when he became president. I heard people say, well, he's not black enough. It's like, what is black enough?
Yeah, because
like, what is that?
Some people feel like that defines either like complexion, or it's like you don't do certain stuff. And I'm just like, that they don't have no real generalization or just anything to it. You just saying it, but on what grounds?
Yeah, like there's no definition to being black. There's no definition. Like if you look up black in the dictionary, it's gonna tell you a color, but it's not gonna say. Oh, being black means this. Like, there's no definition for it. It's a bunch of different shades of black. It's like a bunch of different black ethnicities or black, or well, not black ethnicities, black nationalities. I put it like that. Everybody black, everybody African, but there are a bunch of different nationalities. You got Cubans, Dominicans,
Trinidadians,
Trinidadians.
Oh, they beautiful.
Trinidadians. Then you got Africans. You got Jamaicans. Like those are—they all the same race. Pretty much all the same race. I don't care what you say about it. They're all the same race, but it's different nationalities. And it's the same thing with black people in America. Even though I feel like black people in America, if you black and you live in America and you got grandparents. That live in America, that were born here in America, you got white in you somewhere.
I can believe that.
You got something in your blood somewhere. You are not completely black. You got some Irish in you, or some European, or some shit like that in you, because we don't look like Africans. From like native Africans, we don't look like them. We don't have that edge up like that. Our hair ain't like that. Our noses are still kind of big, but it's not the same. And that's why we got different shades of black people. And far be it for me to judge anybody for their preference, but I feel like you should not let your preference rule you. I've said this about a bunch of different things. I probably said it on this same podcast for different topics, but you should not let your preference rule you. I got a preference too, but I'm not going to let it rule me. I like light-skinned women. Ask me how many light-skinned women I've ever dated. The answer is zero. None. I've only been with dark-skinned women. Only ever been with dark-skinned women. It's not one light-skinned woman. One light-skinned woman that I've been with. One.
Now, I'm the complete opposite. Like, I love, like, as I'm becoming older, like, I find myself more and more attracted to dark skinned women. But most of my life is just always light skinned women. And it's like, it's not even more so of a preference. It's just coincidence. It just happened to line up that way. And it's like, if I, like, there was a couple dark skin women I had a chance, but it didn't work out. Now, the one I really want to date, right, but I know she ain't going to notice me, is Ari Lennox. Oh, my God. Ari Lennox? She's a singer. She made, what's that album, Shea Butter Baby? Or Shea Butter, something. I can't think of the name of it at the moment. But she is a beautiful dark-skinned woman. And she is very pro-black and stuff like that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, I look at color, but the like, if I'm going after a woman, if you tell me, like, just go out there and go find the woman you want, I'm looking for light-skinned women, but I'm probably gonna end up bringing a dark-skinned woman back, because I'm probably gonna fuck around and catch a dark-skinned like,
you hunt what you know how to catch.
You see me. Yeah, let me go talk to this one. Cause I recognize beauty no matter what the color is. Hell, there's some beautiful white women out there, some beautiful Asian women, some beautiful Filipino women. Like, I don't let my preference rule me. My preference is
not gonna rule me. I feel like if you do stuff like that, that can cause you to miss out on some really wonderful opportunities in your life, to, you know, whether they short or long, or just, you know, in the moment, like, you let something like that, it's like, yo, you could miss out on something great.
And that's why I have the black women be in a relationship with a motherfucker, be beating their ass, because you don't want to get with no light skin dude.
Now, like, so Nikki, let me ask you, as a dark skinned woman, do you feel like dark skinned men are more tough than lighter? Light-skinned men, like, stereotypically speaking?
I've dated, like, all types of guys. It's not, like, I don't... My preference specifically is Asian. Like, I love...
okay, so... we don't even qualify, so...
Ooh, how did...
I tried to stop you before you asked, though, but you had already got half the question out. So I was like, all right, I'm just let him go.
No, but, like, you can ask me how many Korean guys I've dated, and I can tell you zero. I can tell you that I've dated zero Korean guys. The only Asian guy I've dated, he was Chinese. But, like... Yeah, but I've dated light-skinned guys. I've dated very dark-skinned guys. I've dated white guys, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans. Like, I've dated, like, for me, my preference doesn't hold me back. But I've been so, I don't know, back then I used to be so brainwashed of, like, I have to be light. Like, I was that girl that would buy lightening cream, that had to make sure that I could, that didn't want to be in the sun too long because I didn't want to get too dark. Like, I was always picked on as a little girl, being like, oh, you're as black as the dirt, or you look like charcoal and shit like that. and I'm not even, the thing is I'm not that dark. Honestly, I'm not that dark. Like, I am as dark as mixed milk chocolate or cinnamon. But, like, it's been so instilled in me of the fact of, oh, you don't want to be too dark, because dark is ugly. You don't want to be that dark. So, like, when I see people or when I talk to people, and, like, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I like to go out and blah, blah, blah. We'll have conversations even with dating people. You'll hear signs of, yeah, like, I don't, her skin is too dark. Like, I couldn't do that. Like, and you'll hear it and you'll see it and you'll be like, like, I know you like dark skin girls, but it can't be this, like, it can't be too dark, because then we can't see you at night. Like, it.
And see, look, I want to get rid of a misconception right now. Like, you say you used to get picked on, which I believe it. I believe every dark-skinned person at some point got picked on because of how dark their skin is. But light-skinned people that got picked on, too. I used to fight people when I was little. Like, I remember punching a little boy in the stomach when I was like 7 years old because he kept asking me if I was mixed. I'm like, no, I'm not mixed. Like, what the fuck is you talking about? And he kept asking. We fought. I was living in the projects. We fought in Avondale Projects, like right in the back of the projects, like 2 or 3 times. I got tired of him and other people asking me if I was mixed. I'm like, just because I'm light skinned, I'm not mixed. I got mad about this shit. I don't get mad about it now, but I got mad about it then. And I don't think he was, looking back on it, I don't think he was picking on me, but other people have picked on me because of that shit when I was
But young. I feel like Being it's different skin. From you getting picked on from people assuming that you're mixed, but people tell me that I'm not mixed because I'm black, because I'm too dark. People say, oh, you can't be that because you're too dark.
Yeah, and that's kind of, like, I find it so weird. It's like, okay, if we all know that, right, you can be any race nowadays, especially in this, you know, day and age, it's like, just because they're darker doesn't mean they can't be that. Because, like, I've met some Spanish people. I think this guy was Dominican, and he was, like, you know, African black, like, traditionally African black. And I didn't know he was Dominican until he started speaking Spanish, and he fooled the hell out of me.
Right. Like Sammy Sosa or David Ortiz. I thought David Ortiz was just Dominican by name. And he started talking. I was like,
Yeah, like shit. Some of these people are really...
They're straight from the Dominican
Republic. And some of the stuff, Nick, that you was talking about, like how you get picked on, some of the stuff, it's like, look, I know that to be true, my friend. You and him about the same complexion. I give him hell, and he give me hell. I follow this man all types of spades, 12:01 a.m., all that. So, like, what she's saying is real. I can verify that.
But it happens.
Like, I do it from a loving space, though. We just casually roasting each other, but, like, from some people, it's like, nah, you too dark. It's like, nah, I don't fuck with these people. Look at it, he under the bed black. She, when the TV turned off black, like, these people really go there.
Yeah, that's not like how my homeboys fuck with me. Like I better not take 1 minute longer to get ready to go out than they do. And they, oh, here you go. He got to look in the mirror 12 times to make sure he look right. Fucking lights on, niggas. And then, as soon as I get mad, get back. Here go the beige rage. There it is.
Beige rage. Nah. I'm
weak. Yeah. Like, people play around with it. People play around with it and they have fun with it. But I don't know. I will say this, though. Undeniably, it is out of the two colors, it is harder to be a dark skinned person than this.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
I ain't gonna lie about that. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I had it rough because I was light skinned. I did not. not like dark skinned people. But all right, let's move on to the next topic. Nikki, I'm gonna let you take this one.
Oh, so this this next topic. I'm trying not to laugh. To make sure it's serious because it's a serious conversation. Yeah, this topic is about trafficking, human trafficking, and the epidemic that's going on in our country, period. Like, it's getting crazy. Either it's sex trafficking or body human trafficking.
Is it an epidemic?
It is. It is crazy epidemic. Like, honestly, my coworker slash, like, one of my very close friends now, she went to California. She went to LA because she was going through a lot and she was just like, I just need a vacation. She said on her second day in LA, someone was stalking her and actually tried to physically kidnap her.
Holy, like, shit.
Yes. She had her phone changed. She, like, it was extremely traumatic experience. And even in the town that I am in, it happens a lot. Not that it happens a lot. We have a lot of missing girls, here in our town. And also, like, we have a bunch of stalkers. a bunch of stalkers, and we share it all through all I see on Facebook is literally, and it'll be like PHS, the high school. If you see this van, stay away. Like, you'll make sure you walk in groups. Like, the normal thing is, okay, girls, young girls should walk in groups because that's how I grew up. Like, hey, you're going to school, you're coming from school, you have to walk in groups because you never know what happens. But it's getting crazy to the fact that you'll see someone, a van, follow you back and forth. Like, you'll turn a random corner just to make sure that they're not following you, and they'll still be there.
I don't know. I'm a very... When it comes to the internet, I'm a very cynical person. Like, I don't believe everything that I see on the internet. And I still, like, do the things that you're supposed to do. Man, woman, or child, if I'm dropping you off somewhere, I'm not leaving until I see you walk into where you're going. Because that's just what you're supposed to do. No matter who it is. If, like, when I work at Hibbit Sports, like, so when I leave, if, no matter who it is, man, like, once again, man, woman, child, mainly women, though. Because I don't work with no children. once I get in my car and start my car up, I'm not going nowhere until I see you pull off. Or until I see, at least until I see your car start. Just in case you got like car trouble or something, and I need to help you out with something, right? Or I need to stay with you while you call somebody, call AAA or a friend or family member or something like that before we leave work. Those are things you're supposed to be doing anyway as a man. If you're not doing that shit, you're failing as a man.
Yeah, like, you're slacking a little bit.
Yeah, that's like basic shit. It's like basic shit. That you're being a decent
man. Yeah, like, I feel like we should, like, men and women, you know, definitely should look out for one another. But especially, like, as men, like, I kind of feel like we're getting away from certain standards. And it's just, like, I think it's kind of getting to a point where it's, like, everybody's minding their own business, which is not a bad thing. But it's just, like, you kind of need to be aware of your surroundings and other people because you never know what might just up and happen or what someone's going through. And, like, you just, you know, watching that person, like you said, you leaving work and you know, make sure they're good to go. And just one day somebody pull up and you see something crazy, you know what I mean? You're there or, like, you can say something, you know. Stuff like that really can make or break some situations.
But for this to be called an epidemic, or for people to act like this is just now starting, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I take it seriously, don't get me wrong, but that's where my cynicism comes in with the internet. Because I look at this quote-unquote epidemic of women getting kidnapped and, you know, sex trafficking and all that shit. I look at that on the internet like the Popeye's chicken. It's quite possible that it's been there the whole time, but a few people start talking about it, and then everybody just took it and ran with it.
Pretty much. Nowadays, everybody has a story about trafficking. It's always something, half the time it's something stupid. They're like, oh, I went to Walmart. These people were selling perfumes, but don't smell them because they're going to try to drug you and then kidnap you. They in the front of Walmart. Who the hell is going to pull up in a van and right in front of Walmart in the middle of the day.
Because some of the stuff I'm like, man, it ain't even that hard. Like, it's not like they did something that was just like you couldn't just figure it out. Like, some of this shit is just common sense if you just listen to the story. You just listen to the story, and like, there's no way they're going to do this shit in front of people like this. Like, I saw a video on Twitter. It was a woman. It was a car driving down the street. It was like one of those doorbell recordings, one of those like cameras that's on your doorbell that you can record.
Yeah.
And it caught a woman. There was a car driving down the street in this residential neighborhood with people outside. And she was just screaming going down the street. And I'm like, ain't no fucking way that is real. There's no way.
Yeah.
I'm gonna ride in a car, and I'm just gonna ride in a car, or just ride around the car with a woman just screaming to the top of her lungs, and nobody gonna do nothing.
In New York, they won't.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, y'all get cold in my new business. You be dying on the sidewalk. Hey, help me, bro. Let me put my earbuds in.
Well, it wasn't New York because it was trees and shit. So it wasn't New York. But I'm just saying, like, and people sharing it on Facebook, on Twitter. Like, it's just, like, and I'm like, none of y'all gonna use your common sense with this shit. This woman is not gonna be, first of all, this woman is not gonna be screaming to the top of her lungs like this with nobody doing nothing. Like, the police is not gonna be like, this is gonna ride down the street with this woman screaming like this. That's like driving a car, like, you just stole this car and the alarm is going off. And you just driving it around and nobody gonna do anything. The police ain't gonna do nothing. The police see you driving a car with the alarm going off. They're not gonna stop you. Like, that's crazy. Second of all, if you just kidnap somebody, not that I have experience in kidnapping anybody.
My man had to put this thing about the ASAP.
Yeah, I have to put it out there. But common sense though. Somebody just kidnapped you. You think they're just gonna sit there and drive and let you just scream to the top of your lungs?
First of all, they wanna be doing the race down the street.
They're not gonna pull you in. They're not gonna tell you shut the fuck up. They're not gonna do none of that shit. They're just gonna drive like it's just like he's like
they definitely were in New York.
And it's never happened. It's not person kidnapping. You can't just have a whole van and then one person driving, and that same person has to come out, do a whole gig to kidnap you and throw you in the back of the van. Now they gotta tie you up and everything. You can easily just the car. You can just turn the steering wheel and crash.
Kill
and
us.
He just leaves you in the back. Right. It just don't make sense.
So I believe this stuff happens. But what I don't believe is that it happens at the rate that people are acting like it happens at. Like I had somebody I worked with one day tell me like to walk them all the way to their car. Like I can see them from the parking lot. The parking lot is well lit. There's people in the parking lot like playing music. And like it's a Friday in Birmingham. These people playing music in the parking lot. People like that chilling and stuff. She's talking about, could you walk me to my car? Like, you know, it's people out here kidnapping folks. And I ain't gonna lie to you. You can call me insensitive all you want. I looked at her and like, don't nobody fucking want you.
Rude. Rude.
Take your ass to your car, man. Nobody wants you. Like, these people out here, these people ain't paying no attention to you. Like, we work in Hibbit. They probably want you to see about the new 11s that just came out. But other than that, they don't give a fuck about you.
One thing, I will say, like,
the traffic.
Like, I was a junior in high school. And at the time, I was dating this one girl. And I remember I was walking with her. And then this one girl I knew, she was like, hey, can you walk me to my car? She was like, my boyfriend is out there and he's been stalking me lately. And I'm not trying to sound insensitive or anything, but my first thought was, okay, if he's been stalking you and he's...
I'm not getting jumped.
And he was like, yeah, he was like, he see a black dude with this white girl and I don't know how he feels towards black people. I'm not going to be on this chop block next. It's like, look, I want to help you, but it's like, I kind of can't help you. And then at the same time with my girl. So it's like, you really put me in an awkward position. And it's like, but I felt bad because I'm like, what if she really was in that situation? And I just threw it to the wolves. It's like, mm-hmm. I believe you, but it's at the same time, it's like, I kind of don't, because like I don't know the circumstances, so it's just like, are you saying this like to make your dude mad, or it's like I don't know what this situation is.
It's hard because you've seen, as a guy, you've seen that situation go both ways. You've seen it be true, and then you've seen it be not true, where she just want to be an asshole.
Yeah, and see, I'm not trying to get caught up in that, and then next thing you know, me and you both somewhere missing.
Right. Y'all done both got OJ Simpson.
I'm not driving around in his Pinto.
Right. I'm skeptical about all of that, like that whole situation in general with the people getting kidnapped and all this other stuff. Like, I'm skeptical about how, like I said, I'm not skeptical about the situation in general. I'm skeptical about how often it happens. I don't think everybody that be making these videos, they be talking about, oh, this guy just tried to put me in his car and he just snatched me up and all this other stuff. I don't think everybody trying to snatch y'all up, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It I don't think it happens nearly as often as people say it has. Like recently, a few days ago, actually, in one of our cities that's close to mine, two teenage girls were driving in. This car started following them, and they did a bunch of turns and stuff, and the car was still following them. So they call the police, and they pull over into a gas station. Well, the guys get out of the car and start coming for them. So they manage to get behind the car and get the license plate, and turns out that car was stolen. So these guys were actually after these teen girls, and the cops had to come and escort the girls home. So they're just driving for hours waiting for these cops to come. It was bad. It was a whole deal. They couldn't find the car either once it disappeared.
See, that's the problem with a lot of these people just not knowing what's going on and just thinking that somebody's following them or something for different reasons, because that delegitimizes the actual situation where somebody's being followed, or the actual situation where somebody just attempted a kidnapping and then somebody make a video about it. And then now they're looking at it like, oh, well, you know, this other person just said that somebody tried to kidnap them, and it turned out to be a lie. So I don't believe you either.
It's a cry wolf effect.
Like,
it's like, oh, everyone's crying wolf of like kidnap. If a lot of people cry wolf about kidnap when someone actually does think that someone's stalking them or about to kidnap them, it's going to be unnoticed because too many people have said it already.
Yeah. And I feel like social media does not help with that. Like, social media is good when it comes to like bringing awareness and stuff, because like it could be something overnight and boom, half the country knows about it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's just like it can also spread fear, you know, and do the exact opposite. Like you said, everybody's got a story. Like, oh, this happened. It's like, did you like honestly assess the situation? Like, did you see what this person was doing? Like, you know what I mean? It's just like,
and it's always the same type of vehicle too. They're always like, oh, this person in a white van, this person in a black van. Half the time, it's just a city worker.
Yeah, can you imagine doing your job?
Just a city worker, minding his own. Like,
this is how I feel about media. This is how I feel about social media in general. So it's just like how I liken it to when women who used to be who were in a relationship or are in a relationship, and they go, oh, well, social media ruins relationships.
It can.
No, it don't.
Social media doesn't. You choose to post.
Social media is just sitting there. It's doing nothing. If you don't do nothing with social media is just sitting there.
Yeah.
People ruin relationships. And relationships are going to get ruined whether social media exists or not. Relationships were being ruined when guys was out there getting numbers with a pen and a pen. There was a tip. Listen, I know I'm finna show my age. There was a time when guys used to go out to bars and clubs and parties and shit with pen and paper, because there wasn't no such thing as a cell phone, and you was out there getting numbers. And you would come back with numbers in your pocket. Cause my brothers used to do that, and I used my brother's jacket one day to go to school when I was in middle school, and he had numbers in his pocket. Like, social media ain't ruining that.
But did
shit.
You call
that man? That man.
That's the more serious question.
No, I didn't. But social media did not ruin that. Social media did not ruin relationships. Like, because my brother went from getting girls' numbers at parties with pen and paper to getting girls' numbers on Facebook. It's just a different tool for people to use. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with these situations here. Like, social media is not the problem. It's the people that are the problem. Social media is just a tool.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me, what's that saying? I think I forgot who it was by. I want to say it was Albert Einstein, but I could be wrong. As like the circle of light grows, so does the circumference of darkness surrounding it. So I feel like, you know, like you said, just as much as good can come out of something, or like you said, something is an extension of something, you get the dumb stuff that come along with it. You know what I mean? Like, if you was macking right. and you know you shouldn't have been macking, you brought that problem up. You know what I mean? Like, that wasn't ever a problem until you got into it. If you mind your business and right. you cool, then that circle of light gonna keep growing. But if you're doing dumb stuff along with it, it's just gonna come right along and it's gonna show itself sooner or later.
Right. I don't know. Moral of the story, just do what you can. Like, do the shit that you're supposed to be doing anyway, and none of this stuff would have been happening. If you a guy and you dropping a girl off at her house or you going out with her or something like that, make sure she's straight before yeah. you leave.
One thing I want to...
You know what I'm saying?
I thought that was just common courtesy. Like, if I'm with my best friend, she's in the house and that door.
Yeah, that's like me. I'm going to give an example. Like, I take one of my coworkers home. She stays, like, up the street from me. She's an older lady. I say maybe her 40s, early 50s, right? And she don't speak a lot of English. And I take her home because we're staying in the same neighborhood. Like, it's been a lot of times, like, when we get on her street, like, there's, like, one light at the corner. She's, like, 3 or 4 houses down. Ain't no light. You know what I mean? So somebody in the backyard, you ain't gonna know nothing. And it's just, she be like, you can go, you know, wave. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I'm gonna wait till you get in this house. Because say if you can't get in your house and you gotta call somebody, what if I had already pulled off? You sitting out in the dark, you know? God forbid you hear noises, you know? And then it's like, you know, what if it's inclement weather? You don't want to be sitting out there in that. Or what if it's, you know, a raccoon and he got rabies? That's terrifying.
Right.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like, had I been there, all three of these situations are, you know, could be avoided. Because say, like, you know, you're locked out, no one's home, and you need a ride to get in somewhere else. Okay, cool, I can take you there. Boom. Situation adjusted. Everything's kosher. You leave, you on your own.
The whole fact.
So, next topic of discussion. I feel like this is going to be the best one. Body positivity. I was watching, I was on YouTube. I don't really know who Lizzo
is. Oh, God.
I know it's a woman. I know she's a woman. And I know she is a very
hefty
woman.
Yeah. We're gonna call
She's a very hefty woman. But she, at first, when I first started seeing her pop up on social media all the time, she seemed like a pretty cool person.
He said,
you know what I'm saying? But then I saw this video. Then I saw this video of her at the Laker game walking through, I don't know, I've never been to Staples Center, so I guess it's like the tunnel or whatever. It was the Laker game where they played the Timberwolves recently. And she had a long shirt on. It's like a shirt.
Them big old shirts.
Right?
It's a shirt dress. And
she had like the portion of the shirt dress that covered her ass
gone.
Cut out. Wasn't in there. And she had on like a thong.
Disrespectful.
She big as hell. She probably had on regular drawers and they was in her ass just ate the drawers. I don't know. But you can see both her. You can see her ass cheeks. Clear, right? And she proud of it. She's like, yeah, you ain't never seen a bitch like me go to a Laker game versus the Timberwolves. Y'all bitch can't do no shit like that. And she talking to her home girl that's recording her and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping about her confidence, but I have to ask the question, at what point does body positivity go too far? I feel like that had nothing to do with it, honestly.
Like, I think, I just felt like she was just being extra. Like, I get that you're a bigger woman, and you're a bigger woman, so your trials and tribulations are definitely going to be harder. And it's just like, okay, cool. We, everybody respect that, that you're standing up and you're trying to raise awareness to this cause. But when you pull a stunt like this, you got your ass out to the world and on the damn jumbo screen, you know, it's a problem because Kobe and his family left.
It is a problem.
But see, you start, I looked in the comments on that video on Twitter, and then you get some people who say, most people feel like us, but then you get other people who say, well, if she was skinny or if this was a Kardashian, you wouldn't have nothing to say about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
I don't care.
No, I'm pretty sure anybody, no matter how she look, if she show up to a Laker game with a thong on, and you can see her whole ass and shit, I'm pretty sure we would all have something to say about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it ain't about how big she is. It's like, why do you want to wear that to a Lakers game? And then on top of that, body positivity. I get body positivity. I get that. But it don't mean you just wear whatever the fuck. Like, you wear what you want to wear.
Not your bare ass, though.
It don't mean you just wear inappropriate ass shit. Like, it don't mean you just wear random ass shit to different places.
Nah, I'm gonna play devil's advocate because I'm down with Lizzo. I love her whole body positivity thing. Like, I'm completely, like, for the past umpteen years that we had to deal with skinny ass bitches wearing little to nothing to, like, everywhere. Like, string on the nipples, talking about a bathing suit. Like, string up your ass like it's actually an outfit, like you can see
that. You can see,
yes, people do it. You can even look fashion over people. They do this all the time. I don't know, just because Lizzo went to the Lakers game and she's starting to become famous, it was very popularized because the fact that she wore that. But a lot of people do it, a lot of girls do it. They're just not big. They're just not big.
And I don't care what size you are. I just don't think you should be doing that or wearing that.
I do think it was a little extra, but I feel like if she's not allowed to wear it, no one should. And if I think that her body is beautiful and the fact that she's comfortable with her body is perfectly fine. Like, I think
it's not what she wore. It's not what she wore. It's where she wore it.
Yeah, there's children there. That's probably not exactly.
I would be okay with that if she wore it to, like, New York Fashion Week.
Because oh, yeah, perfectly
York,
fine.
Because even at New York Fashion Week, first of all, ain't no kids there. Second of all, people wear crazy shit at New York Fashion Week all the time that ain't even on the catwalk. Like, Lil' Kim, who was it? Nicki Minaj showed up. I think she had a pasty on one of her titties. Like,
you can come in there with a pigeon on your head.
Lil' Kim. Right. If you want to watch the shit with the ass out, at New York Fashion Week, do your fucking thing. I expect weird shit at New York Fashion Week. This is a Laker game.
Yeah, you can do it at your show too. It doesn't even matter. If you're having a concert and you want to wear that, that's fine and dandy. But
right,
yeah. A basketball game. Didn't make sense. I don't care if she's fat. I don't care if she's skinny. You shouldn't be wearing that. Make any sense. But you can wear what you want. That's just my view.
I am a completely 100% straight male. I love titty, I love pussy, I love ass.
Trifecta. Perfect.
I don't want to see either one of the three when I'm watching a basketball game. All I want to see is basketball. I don't want to see that right now.
Except for halftime.
I want to watch this basketball game. Right, halftime.
Pull titty out.
I don't see your ass during halftime. I ain't going to lie to you. Like Kim Kardashian step in front of me, butt ass naked while I'm watching that game. Say that shit for the end of the game.
No, don't approach me, period. Don't talk to Ray J. I'm trying to mind my business.
Right. Ain't got nothing to do with what she wore. It's the fact that you wore that shit at a basketball game. Why? I feel like she's just trying to be seen. You just trying to be seen. You didn't let that fucking star get in your head. All these other people and other stars. That's what gets you. Them other stars and other celebrities start liking you and start fangirling or fanboying on you. And so now you didn't let this shit get to your head and you're not high on it.
Now,
And so now you feel like you can do whatever you want to do. So now you want to go to the late game with your ass. Right?
One thing I will say, I feel like also has an effect on it, and I'm going to go back to this one, social media. Because, and this is going to sound like devil advocate, and it may be, because like, if you look on social media, if you, the typical IG model size, right, these girls have like on a waist trainer, they have on like lingerie and some other shenanigans and go out in public like that. Right. And it's just like accepted. And it's like, oh, because she looks good. It's such and such. You know what I mean? And then it's just like, okay, people were more willing to accept that. And like, I can't say why exactly. But then like with Lizzo, it's just like I agree with y'all saying, you know, wrong place, wrong time with that. And then it's like, it kind of makes you wonder, it's like, why was it that, like, when she did it, everybody, like, the hammer, like, really came down? But if you go on social media, you see, like, most of these IG models, they any and everywhere doing something crazy. Like, this girl's being, like, the tiniest little thing twerking up a scarecrow during Halloween. Like, bitch, I'm trying to shop for candy corn. Can you get out of the way?
Oh. That's because some of these Instagram models, with the exception of
the B Simone,
what's the fucking girl name? Not her. The one, the most famous one,
Abando Brittany.
Name, man. Not her. No.
Kendall. What
the fuck is her dark skin, light skin.
She actually do porn.
Oh, you talking about Tiana?
Don't know anything about that.
Nope, don't know any porn stars. Sorry.
I ain't gonna say that much. I ain't trying to expose myself.
It's porn. Like, it's porn, but the person that's doing it is not like, she never did like porn on a video or no shit like that. Like, what's her name? Britannia.
I know you're talking about. That plastic Barbie doll.
Any man.
Is that bathwater?
No. That's definitely. Britannia. What is she like, Spanish or something like that? But she got hella tattoos, fake titty nets, see-through clothes all the time. She got some nasty stuff on the internet. You can Google it, trust me.
Every time you go on Instagram, if you ever see anybody on Instagram. I'm kind of curious now. If you ever see anybody, you ain't going to find her on Instagram. I think her page got deleted.
You can find her on Google.
But if you ever see anybody on Instagram, if you ever see anybody on Instagram talk about, oh, well, I can't post. If you ever see like a sex worker or something like that, say, I can't post this, and it's not that bad. Like, I can't post a video of my titties shaking with a t-shirt on, but other bitches can post photos of like they got a see-through shirt on and nipples showing and shit. They talk about Britannia. They talk about her because she'll post photos of herself with like a see-through shirt on, with no bra on and shit. And no pants, no panties on, and nothing like that. Like, it's a photo of herself in public with the only thing covering her crotch is sushi.
Mm.
And you can look in the back. She make a living out of like having like doing this type of stuff in front of people. And it's like it's one photo that was on her page. You can see like kids in the background looking like, oh my god, like she's naked, like. Like, she'll walk with her own kids with a see through shirt on with nothing on underneath it, and she'll just be walking in Las Vegas with her kids like that.
I feel like that's mildly accepted in Las Vegas. There's some wild shit over there.
But that's why she did it there. That's what I'm saying. See, now, I don't even think she live in Las Vegas.
Yeah, because like I've seen some of her stuff, and she kind of like, she do some stuff that's kind of like, okay, hey, you kind of really testing the waters, that like you kind of pushing it, and then.
But the difference is the reason why you don't see her like you do Lizzo is because Lizzo is famous for a different reason. She's not famous for her body. She's famous for her art, which is music. And
but it was the same thing with Miley Cyrus.
And it's celebrities that like her and shit. It's celebrities that are sharing her photos and stuff like that, like her photos and all this other stuff on Twitter and Instagram and all this other stuff. And even though Britannia got like last time I looked at it, she had like a million and some followers. Most of them, probably like 90 to 95% of the million followers, or 4 million followers. I forget how many she had. It was at least 2 million. most of those are just regular dudes like me and you. It's not no celebrity. I don't like her. So she's not that big. She's not that big like that. But Lizzo, as far as fame go, Britannia probably make more money than Lizzo. But as far as fame go, Lizzo is bigger because just because of fame. Because people push her because they either genuinely like her music or they just see how big she is and they feel like, well, it's not fair that Beyonce ain't big like that, but Lizzo music just as good, but she don't get pushed out there like that because she don't look as good as Beyonce. So it's one of the two. So that's the reason why Lizzo get all the criticism like that for doing what she do. And that's part of the reason why
she should be criticized either.
That's part of the reason why she get criticized the way she do. And somebody like Britannia don't. On the other hand, the other reason why she don't get why she get the criticism is because she not famous for that.
True.
Britannia is famous for showing her.
It's kind of like to be expected.
You know what you getting. Yeah, you know what you getting with her. You know, like that's what she do. She ain't trying to hide it.
But
Lizzo is going to be famous for her.
It was
music,
the same thing with Miley Cyrus
doing dumb shit like showing up to the late game with her ass out and shit. It's like, what the fuck is you doing? It's kind of like if Beyonce did that shit. Beyonce untouchable. I don't even think she'd be untouchable if she showed up to the late game like that.
But Miley Cyrus went through a crazy phase and was half naked all the time, and nobody said anything. She would show up in just a little jacket with pasties on her nipples and go on a live show, but nobody said anything.
That's just like Britannia, though. And then on top of that, it's kind of like Britannia in the sense that after a while you started facing it because she started.
But
doing
that's not.
But even when she first started,
she didn't start off.
But
like
even
that.
When she first started doing it. But even when she first started doing it in the beginning, she wasn't doing it at no random place like a Laker game. She was doing it on stage.
She was walking around in public. She was on TV too. She went on, what was it, the Today Show, the Tonight Show, some type of show, and in a jacket with pasties on. Didn't make much sense to me, but she was pretty much naked under that.
I think it looks
well,
played a part in that.
I remember just about everybody had something to say about Miley Cyrus doing that type of shit. Like, just about everybody had something to say.
I think because she was Hannah Montana.
She
was Hannah Montana. But she was because of where she came from.
But she was doing it so often to the point where, and then she was doing it like unapologetically. Like, she wasn't trying to hide it. She was just doing it. She was just putting it out there. And it was like, well, we just used to it. Then, you know, maybe it's because she's 14.
See, that's where I think that it's unfair because it's like, oh, Lizzo's doing the exact same thing. She's going out there unapologetic about her body, but just because of the fact that she's big and also not 14, that she's getting a lot of smack for it. And it's not just the Lakers game. She gets so much shit about just being on stage, going to her, just performing in the outfit she does. People talk so much shit, like she shouldn't wear that. They wanted her wearing big dresses like Adele because she's on the bigger side. And I think that I give her credit of the fact that she should be doing that. She should be happy about the skin that she's in. It is cheaper to be happy about the body you in than trying to make something that you're not.
Well, see, that's different.
I'm glad that she's happy.
Yeah, if she's on stage, if she's on stage, it's something different. But if you're not on stage, I feel like I don't know,
like, you shouldn't be going to Walmart in something like that. I don't care if you're fat, skinny, black, white, Asian.
Put a dead cow on your ass.
Just at a Laker game. Let's look at Megan Thee Stallion. Like, Megan Thee Stallion routinely performs on stage with, like, revealing clothes on. She twerking. She moving around. As old people would say, she gyrating.
Oh, man.
But when she get ready to go to an award show or something like that or some other normal place, she got on some kind of gown, some kind of like dress or something like that. And I'm not saying that's what you should wear. she can wear whatever she want to wear. You know what I'm saying? But that's the reason why, because I know some people will be like, well, you don't say nothing about Megan Thee Stallion, because she do that shit on stage. That's why I don't know nobody say anything about her and what she wears. She do that shit on stage.
That's like me going to work, right? And every day I'm supposed to wear a uniform, but I'm comfortable with myself, and I decide to cut, you know, a hole out where my ass is at. You know, I ain't gonna be at that job much longer. You feel me?
Ain't nobody gonna say nothing about body
parts. Get a good
exactly.
View.
It's like I'm like I'm proud of my body. It's like that, and they be like, yeah, that's cool and all, but this ain't the place to be to do, you know, to reveal that type of pride. You know what I mean? And it's like there's nothing wrong with it, but it's just like you should express that, like, not here, and well, at least not that particular fashion. You can express it, but not in that fashion to where, like, you know, there's kids, or like it's inappropriate
for the other people.
And just in case somebody say something about Lil Kim doing it, Lil Kim did this shit at an award show. Well, again, there are no kids. Ain't no kids around. Because I said the same thing about, I went to, when I first went out to San Diego, and it was a friend of mine I was going out on a date with. Well, we weren't on a date then, we were dating. And she wanted to support her sister at San Diego Pride, the San Diego Pride Parade. And it was a Monica concert at the park, at Balboa Park in San Diego. And I went too. And I showed up, and I was walking around the park and stuff. And before Monica started performing, they got a little PlayStation truck out there. You can play PlayStation. They had different games that were new and stuff. And I'm standing there playing. I saw people walking by me, different guys walking by me with the chokers on and nothing but their drawers and like a bunch of S&M shit. And I'm like, well, why?
It's pride.
What they got to do with what? They
it's pride.
Do, what do men being Listen to me. What does men being half naked got to do with being gay?
Their personality. Have you heard of emo? It is part of living style.
That ain't got nothing to do with that.
What
shit.
Does carnival have anything to do with women walking around half naked in a thong?
That's different. Boom. That's different. I ain't got nothing to do with the pride thing.
Because
I'm
about
to play devil's advocate here. You know what I'm saying?
How many children are at carnival? How many children?
Everywhere. There's children walking around in thongs.
Even being in
thongs.
Yes.
Yeah, that's traditional there. Everybody's in bras, big headwear, sparkly.
Same thing with Trinidad. We do carnival, and even kids are involved. Everyone's wearing glitter. Everyone's in stilts.
Yeah.
It's a celebration. It's a celebration, and it's the same thing with a pride parade. If it's a celebration, you're able to wear it.
So it's like the culture, then, in other words, of that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would use that explanation, because then you're gonna use that explanation for gay people. Oh, it's their culture.
It's how they're expressing themselves. That's the same thing. Like the bigger.
Okay, well let me.
Yeah,
ask
but you don't see them going around in public randomly in the underwear. They're just there in their underwear for pride.
But let me ask.
Probably clean.
Are you making the case that at Pride that it's not Pride, but Carnival is not okay? For women to that it's not okay for kids to walk around women in thongs and a bra and stuff like that, right?
I got confused by that question.
Because look, you can go to any beach in America and see the same thing. Any beach.
Yeah, it's the same thing with pride.
It's
men in Speedos are at the
pride.
Beach.
It's not the
there
same
are men
thing
in Speedos at the beach. And they're in their colorful tidy whities or whatever
they're
called.
It goes back to that whole thing of just like where you're at when you're doing it. You know what I mean? Because prime example, like you said, the beach, right? If me and Nikki went to the beach and we both went shirtless, she's going to get in trouble, but I don't.
Yeah.
But we're doing the same thing. But if we will go to Mardi Gras, You know what I'm saying? She shows some stuff. I show some stuff. I'm in trouble. You see what I'm saying? It's just like,
but there are beaches. There are beaches in different places where you can't wear as a man. It's certain things you can't. They're not gonna allow you to wear.
You don't want one of your giblets hanging out.
It's not the same. It's not the same at. It's not the same at San Diego Pride where you can walk around with just your tighty whities on, or a thong, or a speedo on, or a fucking banana hammock, and you just walking around, and you walk by somebody that brought their two kids with them. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same.
The kids are exposed to that. They're exposed to drag queens and stuff. That's what Pride is about. If a parent doesn't know that that's what Pride is about, then they wouldn't be bringing their kids.
I wouldn't have no problem with them being around drag queens and shit like that. It's not about the gay people, but it's people. There are guys there who are damn near naked.
Well, that's Pride.
Kids there too.
But you should see the Renaissance Fair over here. People walking around all completely naked.
But what I'm saying, you use Carnival as an example, and I'm like, Carnival is just like going to a beach. It's like going to the beach with women with bikinis on, and they got whole feathers on their back, like you look like peacocks, you see.
But how is that wrong? No, from because guys do the same at Carnival. Guys also can do that. Guys can also wear like speedos and stuff like that, and wear like the big dresses.
I didn't say there was anything wrong with that. Y'all brought up Carnival. I didn't bring up.
No, but I'm just saying, like, if it's how is it so wrong of the fact of a guy at a gay parade wearing a speedo other than like the same thing for Carnival? Like,
if they do that at Carnival, I have never been to Carnival. I've been to San Diego Pride though. So if they do that at Carnival too, it's just,
so let me ask you this. Would it matter if the man, does it matter if the man was gay or if it was if he was straight? Do you feel like that makes a difference?
It don't really matter.
They're giblets. It don't matter. It's the same thing at the beach.
Oh, it don't matter.
Your body is covered with boobs and crotches and ass are covered. As long as nothing's hanging out for children to see, you're good.
This is my thing about the difference in men wearing revealing stuff and women wearing revealing stuff. If you a woman and you got titties, you can't hide your titties.
No.
You can put a sweater on. Can. You can put a sweater on. You can still see that you got them. That's what I'm saying. You can still see that you got titties. You know what I'm saying? As a man, there's certain things you wear where you can see your dick, and there's other shit that you can wear where you can't see the dick. You know
underwear
what I'm
does play a factor.
That's the difference. That's the difference.
Yeah, just stick it in your butt cheeks and you're good.
Unless you're a woman that just don't have, unless you're just a woman that just don't have titties at all, and you have no chest, you flat chest or something like that, and you ain't got no ass or something like that, unless you like that, which is hardly any women. It's women out there like that, but it's hardly any. Like, unless you like that, it's pretty much nothing you can wear that can hide the fact that you have titties at all from children. So it's not going to make a difference that you got a bikini on. They still see that you got titties, but they can't see your titties.
I think that...
Okay, they can't see.
I think that kind of plays into that whole thing of like sexualizing like how people look, because it's like, yeah, like you said, some people look, she got a wagon, she got titties, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can't help it, but it's just like, just because they wear certain things, you know, it shouldn't mean you sexualize it. And I think that's kind of like that line that, that kind of is hard not to cross, but it gets crossed a lot, and then some things just kind of get messy, if that makes sense.
That makes complete sense.
Because like me, I'm a titty man. Love titties all day. And it's just like, look, we know. You know, if a woman is wearing a shirt, right, and she's a pretty busty woman, but she has a lot of cleavage, I can't help but look. I like titties, you know what I mean? No offense, but, you know, I'm a look. Like, your titties look good. Your titties over there just titting.
Because you're going to see it.
And, like, I don't mean, and here's the thing for the woman, is like, I don't mean to want to make her feel like I'm sexualizing her or just like, you know, like, oh, she feel like she can't wear certain things because it's just like they're gonna look, I get these stares, or I'm getting over sexualized, you know what I mean? Like, and it,
man, fuck that. Fuck how they, hey, look, men at this point,
yes,
yeah, knock it off, ladies. My eyes are up here.
At this point, I'm gonna be extra insensitive in with this topic right here. Fuck how women feel about men sexualizing them and shit like that. Because we get sexualized too. My beard, I just got a beard like 2 years ago. My beard gets sexualized, and a beard, just like titties, a beard is not inherently sexual,
exactly.
It's made to be sexual by women that
my
like
skin tone ain't meant to be sexual. Like me for me, damn it.
No one's sexualizing your skin. Calm down.
No, I've had that.
Somebody that you know that sexualizes my skin. Oh, you know this person.
Literally everything on the male and female body over centuries has been sexualized and is still being sexualized. So we were just talking about it a minute ago on Xbox. Shit, it ain't got to be the body itself. What the fuck they call this shit? Mukbang? Well, a person will sit down with no clothes on and eat food, and people like that shit. People, that shit turn people on. You just eat food.
Yeah, food.
I like, what is it? Sapiosexuals? People turn on by intelligence. Okay. I fucked with that
one. One of those people, I can't even help it. It's just so.
Like, ooh, bitch, you reading. Go ahead. Your little smart ass.
Man, I don't believe that shit. I don't believe no woman that said they think you'll say
what? Why? No.
Every woman say that shit.
No, nigga. Because hey, no, you got to pull that vernacular on them.
I done met like 10 women that all said they sapiosexual. No, the fuck you ain't. Ain't all y'all not sapiosexual.
I wouldn't say everybody, but I mean, the person who could quote some Shakespearean or some member quotes.
Who the hell cares about Shakespearean? I've never even read Shakespeare.
That nigga played out.
I'm just saying, you know, some good quotes or facts, even useless facts, some good stuff.
I got one. I got a fact for you. Kangaroos can't hop backwards. Bam.
Boom. And did you know a group of giraffes are called towers? Boom.
Let's not get off subject.
Well, Lizzo recently did a naked photo shoot. Like, she was butt-ass naked.
I ain't got no problem with that either.
It's all over.
I'm not getting it, but I ain't got no problem.
Sierra did, too.
Don't care about Sierra.
Okay, now you're bugging.
That bitch bugging.
I mean, that's your preference, which one you find attractive or which one you want to look at naked. But if you want to do a nude photo shoot, man. Hell yeah, do that shit. Clothes or no clothes, do that shit. But we're not finna sit here and act like people got a problem with Lizzo just because she bigger than most women. While we got my 600-pound life still airing on TV. And the motherfucker still getting married, still got boyfriends, they clean their ass and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not gonna sit here and act like folks just got a problem with Lizzo just because she did.
I feel like she's able to get away with certain stuff a little bit more than like the average person because of her status. Because like if any one of us was to do that somewhere, like if we were going to the grocery store or like God forbid you come pick your child up from school, you've been in jail before 3 o'clock. You know what I'm saying?
Well, had a whole CPS case.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, you know, certain things with fame and fortune, you get passes on that you can't. And it's just like I said, you know, you can present this idea or it's just like how you feel about something with no problem, but it's just where and how you do it. Because there are good ways to, you know, promote something, and there are toxic ways to do some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like, I got a question for y'all, and this is slightly off topic. Well, it's completely off topic. Who the fuck is Brother Nature.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
That's that guy from Mortal Kombat. No. Right? That's what I call him. Dude with the wolf.
He's talking about Night Wolf.
I always call him Brother Nature.
No, that's Night
Wolf.
Yeah,
okay.
Don't you dare. Insult Night Wolf.
Oh god, that's funny.
About calling that man Brother Nature. That is not Brother Nature.
Okay. So the thing is with Brother Nature. No. Brother Nature is like, he's been on social media, he's real cool. He's the guy who he started off making videos about like with the deers in his neighborhood and stuff like that. He started off with like Canela and all that. Yeah, and like he's a very animal, you know, positive and stuff like that. Well, here recently he got into an altercation with these two dudes at some eatery. And so he said he got jumped by these two dudes, right? Well, the establishment put the security, you know, footage out. And it showed that in this particular situation that Brother Nature was the aggressor. He did swing first. Now, him and one other dude was going at it, and his buddy jumped in. That became a 2-on-1. So in the sense that he got jumped was the truth. But he omitted a lot of it. You know what I mean? A lot of other stuff that led up to that point. Because when they showed the video before, like, you can tell like they was kind of, you know, throwing words back and forth. And he was with some girl. And I don't know her face, but I seen her back, and she was bad. And I was like, I felt like he was doing that, you know, kind of in front of that girl to, like, kind of solidify himself along with his, like, I want to say fame. I guess, yeah, like his fame. And
he was showing out.
He was showing out a little bit. I felt like he was showing out. Yeah. And these two dudes, you know, they was going at it. And then he walked out. Then he came back in. And, you know, he got mopped.
So I have questions. So how did you describe Brother Nature again?
Like from what I see on social media and that like what he's portraying to us, like he's a really cool dude and he looks like a really cool guy, you know what I mean? Like cool genuine dude to be around, seem like someone, you know, that's fun, good time. In this particular situation, you know, he wasn't the aggressor because he did swing first. Now, what was said, I don't know. You know what I mean?
Hold on. Let me pause real quick. So does he tells people about, is he Brother Nature because he tells people about, like, you know, don't eat animals and stuff like that?
He's always doing something with animals with his photo shoots. Like, I know he was overseas here recently and he was doing stuff over there. But he's known for like videos and like his positivity with animals because like some of the stuff, the interactions that he has with them are always positive. So
he don't eat animals, pretty much. He don't eat.
No, meat. I'm pretty sure he still eat meat because I do. Like,
okay, because I was about to ask, like, he was at a sandwich shop. So what kind of sandwich was he eating? Like, that's my thing. Like, what the fuck was you eating?
You can have a cheese and veggie sandwich.
I'm pretty sure he was eating beef that night.
I'm pretty sure he's just like, I don't know, a princess or whatever when he interacts with animals. It's not saying he's a vegan. Kind with animals.
I swear. I hear you. Come on. Swag. So I'm pretty sure he was eating beef that night.
Yeah, my man was beef that night.
Then nobody catches it. I caught it. I got you. Okay. Got another thing with you. I saw that video too. I just saw it yesterday. It looked like he was just trying to be a badass in front of that female. It was like a classic case of showing out in front of a female that you like.
And I'm just like, if you, first of all, like me, I don't like to fight at all. Like, if I know I got a bad shorty, or just my shorty with me in general, I'm not going to put her in a situation like that. You know what I mean? Because, one, she can't make love to no nigga with a black eye. And that's number one. I'm just going to put that out there.
Put a paper bag over his head.
Just a pack of ice or, you know, protein.
And then secondly, it's just like, you know what I mean? Like, had, what if that situation could have really turned out for the worse, you know, or turned out very bad, and your shorty's involved? You know what I mean? Like, that is a sickening feeling to have, you know, someone that you care about or someone that you're interested in danger, and they're going to look at that like, is this going to be all the time or sometime thing with this person? You know what I mean? Because
Well, two things. One, when people are in the moment like that, they don't think about all that shit. Two, women are stupid.
Wow.
Damn.
They
will. Damn, I feel like I don't get that.
Generally speaking, women are stupid. For the most part, they like aggressive guys. And so,
I do not like guys at all.
That's why you don't count. For the most part, you probably in the minority. I have learned 35 years on this earth dealing with women that y'all like more aggressive guys. Y'all like more assertive guys for the most part. And that's probably that's the main reason why fights like that happen. That's the main reason why guys be trying to show out. It's because they do it in front of women because they know most women like that.
Yeah, it's like that serves that alpha male like sense. But my thing is, like, I love women. I support y'all. I love what y'all do. Sometimes y'all do some crazy stuff. And I said this before, and I will stand by this. Y'all are the masters of the mixed signal. I love y'all, but y'all are the masters of the mixed signal. You can want to do, you like, I want to do that's aggressive. He can take charge, but I don't want him to be too overbearing and controlling. Y'all want a dude who's loving, but I don't want a mushy. It's like, you want a nigga that's al dente.
No, it's not necessarily like that. I feel that I am okay with a guy being aggressive, but I would not want to go out in public and him try to show how alpha he is, because one, that's embarrassing. If you're getting into fights and you trying to physically fight, I'm going to be like, one, how old are we that you want to fight people? Because I press charges real quick. I'm not about...
Hands mightier than a sword.
Facts.
Man, what's even worse is if
that's even more embarrassing. You trying to show how tough you are, and you get your ass beat. Like, bro. Now I gotta carry you home. Like, this is not cute.
Man, women are record keepers, and like, God forbid y'all get an argument. That's why that nigga hit you in your eye.
That's why you had that busted lip the other day. Like, nah, I don't.
God forbid she know his name. Don't let me call Chad and hit you in your eye again.
Like, keep talking to me like you crazy. I'm gonna just say
for real. She gonna hit you with that draw four, and that's your ass. It's gonna take the argument to the next level.
I don't think we're like, I don't know. I feel like everyone is mixed signals, because guys automatically think that we get hints too. Because I do not get hints whatsoever. I've said this multiple times, but guys also do the same thing girls do. Women, it's not that. I don't want to hear that. Nah, because y'all are just as bad as we are. It's like, you guys automatically think that we would know what you think or what we should do as women, and that's not always the case. Like, I'm very independent. Yes, I am. I work for everything I have, but don't think I'm gonna make you a sandwich just because you look at me. I'm not gonna automatically be like, oh, hey, bae, you know, automatically think you're hungry. No, I'm gonna be like, I'm tired. I'm ready to lay down. Sleep is like now. I'm not gonna automatically.
I bet if he was Korean, and
if he started K-pop, huh?
I probably think it's a different type of hunger, but not.
Exactly. That's what I'm about to say.
See, that's my point.
They start seeing K-pop.
Guys don't automatically think that women just are supposed to do what they want just right out the gate like that. But we do that because we've seen that 100% from other women with other guys. So it's like we want that 100% too with the woman that we want.
True.
See what I'm saying? I don't want nobody that's gonna be in the kitchen making sandwiches, but when I see a dude that done beat the shit out of his woman and sold out on her and went out with her and got in fights and shit like that. He ain't got no job. He stay at home with his mama and shit like that. And she get him chance. And she get him chance after chance after chance. And she's talking about she love him and she stick by him. And she say shit like, well, you know, you supposed to stick by your man and shit like that. Okay, me as a person who don't show out when we go out, as a person that don't abuse her, hit her, all this kind of shit. As a person that don't get in fights and show out and do all this other shit when we go out and shit like that. When I do one thing wrong or I fuck up in one kind of way, and you don't want to give me one chance, that's when we get pissed off.
I feel like it's different with every guy. Like, just like how most guys have different relationships, like, you wouldn't do the same exact thing you would do for one girlfriend as you did for, like, a different girl you had in your time dating, because everyone's different.
And that's the point we making about y'all. Y'all don't give the same amount of chance to every guy.
Yeah.
Depending on which guy it is, he either gonna get 40 chances or he gonna get 4 chances.
Well, we don't.
Or he might not get.
We don't automatically know. We don't. You don't walk up to us and be like, "Yep, I'm gonna give you 12 chances. I'm gonna give him 17. I'm gonna give him 120." It's not like we automatically know. We go with the flow. If we feel like it depends what we've been through throughout our lifestyle and what we feel like we can withstand, then that's what we deal with. It's not initially, oh yeah, this guy is gonna get 50 chances and you only get 2. That's it.
And a lot of the shit we do has something to do with, a lot of the shit we do is the same thing. We just go on with the flow. We just going by our past experiences. A lot of times, guys that got cheated on by women before. So when they get with a new one, they might cheat because, oh, let me cheat on her before she cheat on me, because I done been cheated on 12 times before in the past.
One thing I will say is that, like, when it comes to guys and girls and that aspect, like, especially like experience, and I'm gonna pander more to the women, because like as a woman, like there's a certain things that y'all go through that we just will never like fully understand unless you're a woman. And so I feel like that's why like some things that y'all do and don't want are kind of contradicting, but it's like, I want this but I don't. And then as a man, like coming from a male's point of view, it's like, I want to do certain things, I want to give you certain things, or like do certain stuff with you. And it's just like, you have maybe hesitations on some stuff, or you're just like, no. Or like you said, some women, they just don't give you a chance on it. And it's kind of like, you kind of have to bring yourself back. It's like, okay, why is it that like I can't do this, but like she do this for other people, or it's like this goes on, or she used to do this, you know what I mean? So it's just like some stuff like, what changes you to make you are now? And it's like, okay, how would this affect like you and that person, or just how would this make you in general? Because when you bring that stuff to other people, you confuse the fuck out of them. And that's men to women, men to women, women to men, women to women, man to man, whatever you want to call yourself nowadays.
I feel like that comes down all to like conversation. Like, it really just having a full-blown conversation with someone. This way you know, like, what's going on and what you want. Because it's, in most relationships, everything is like a guessing game. Or they were doing something at one point and now they're not doing it anymore. But you're not expressing of, you don't like that you're not, that they're not doing it anymore. Or you're just automatically assuming that they should do it often, but you're not saying anything. So now it's just going downhill.
I felt like, what's that? I call it the honeymoon phase. Yeah. Like, when you first started talking to someone, everything is cool. Like, you do, like, stuff that, you know, that person's like, you know, you really go out your way. And then I feel like as time comes, so does reality sets in, because now it's like, okay, I know this person more, and like things change. Like you said, some things you kind of fall away from, and some things you kind of, you, some things you pick up from. And then some people feel like, well, you used to do this, you used to do that, to do that. And it's just like, you know, if you gonna run a race, if you know you majority, you know, right-handed, and so you gonna stay with your, you know, your right foot, you gonna put your best foot forward starting out. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's what we do when we talking to people, especially with the honeymoon phase, like we gonna step with our best foot forward. But I feel like what some people mess up is that you came out the gate doing backflips and cartwheels and shit, and you know you can't keep up with that in the long run. It's like, yo, keep up with a pace that you know is you. Like you said, talk about it. And if that person chooses to rock with you during that time, then you know what you're working with. It ain't no guessing game. Everybody on the same page. But if you're doing these all these acrobatic stunts out the gate in 2 months, 2 or 3 months down the line, you're like, you don't do this, you don't take me out, yada, yada, yada. Now, like, he or she is in a position to devalue you. And that's a whole nother dilemma on itself.
Right. Well, we've been at it for like 90 minutes. Mm-hmm. And it's time to take a break. Not a 37-month break again. we're gonna call this the new season of Conversation Nation. We're gonna cut this episode short right here. Anything y'all wanna say? Y'all wanna get people to follow y'all Instagram and stuff?
No. I don't really like people following me. it wears me out.
All right, well,
I don't really use it.
Follow my Instagram.
It was nice talking.
Go ahead. My bad. I thought it was plug time. But yeah, go ahead and follow my Instagram at Ziggy Big Guns the Wiggler.
Twitter.
If you're wondering where that came from, you got to follow me first, and then I'll tell you where it came from.
I'm going to need you to repeat that, because I didn't even grasp that one.
Ziggy Big Guns the Wiggler. That's my Instagram name.
That sound like a word that Slick Rick came up with.
I got it from, well, I ain't going to say it on air. I'm going to wait, because everybody that follow me, if you want to know where it came from, you got to send me a you gotta follow me and send me a message to ask me where it came from. I'll tell you.
Make sure you follow
my Instagram is too. My Facebook is Adam Merchant, and then you can follow the Conversation Nation group on Facebook and on Instagram. We got Instagram too. So you can follow Nikki Bunny. And her 5 pages on Instagram, because she got like,
I don't have 5 pages. Don't play me.
How many do you have?
You got more than one.
I have one, and I look gorgeous. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I know.
Nobody asks.
Narcissist.
You don't have to.
But yeah. Go ahead and follow. You can follow us on Anchor. You can see all our previous episodes that you might want to look at. We got one where we talked about R. Kelly for the whole episode. We got another one where I debate when it's okay to hit a woman.
You got to listen to that one.
Yeah. So that those two and a bunch of the other ones. Make sure you follow this.
I wish I would have been a part of that conversation.
That conversation.
I'm not even mad at my man. So like, he did the same, but I was just not expecting that topic. When is it okay to hit a woman?
Yeah, that topic kind of got
equality.
That one is pretty popular. That's like right behind the R. Kelly episode.
No, I will say, there is a gray area, though. That's all I want to say on that.
Yeah. But, yeah, follow us on all those areas. Send in questions. Any questions you want to ask us, or any topics that you want us to talk about on future episodes, send us that. any guests you want to see on. If you want to be on, send me that. If you're on Anchor listening to this, leave a message about anything that you heard here on this episode. Include yourself in the conversation. Like, it's a lot of people that join the group and listen to the podcast and stuff like that, but y'all don't communicate. Y'all don't involve yourself in the discussion. I know you have an opinion on one or more of these topics that we've done over this past year. So let us know. Like, say something. We'll see it. More likely, I'll respond to it.
I'll have a conversation about it.
Yeah. But that's going to be it for tonight. Because I have drank too much beer and I'm sleeping now. So.
It finally hit.
I'll holler at y'all later.